the Spirit in our hearts. But I call God for a witness to my soul that I didn't come to Corinth to spare you. Not that we have lordship over your faith, but are fellow workers with you for your joy, for you stand firm in the faith. But I determine this for myself, that I would not come to you again in sorrow. For if I make you sorry, then who will make me glad but he who is made sorry by me? And I wrote this very thing to you so that when I came, I wouldn't have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy would be shared by all of you. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears, not that you should be made sorry, but that you might know the love that I have so abundantly for you. But if any has caused sorrow, he has caused sorrow not to me, but in part that I not press too heavily to you all. Sufficient to such a one is this punishment which was inflicted by the many, so that, on the contrary, you should rather forgive him and comfort him, lest by any means such a one should be swallowed up with his excessive sorrow. Therefore, I beg you to confirm your